right. Welcome, everybody, to another episode of E-Commerce Deep Dive, where we bring you the latest news and trends in the e-commerce world. I'm your host, John Giorso, and in this episode, we'll discuss 10 updates that occurred in February of 2023. Our first update comes from Amazon Ads, which recently launched a UI redesign of their sponsored brand's Creative Builder. This redesign simplifies the user experience and provides a consistent hierarchy across all formats. Advertisers can now easily and quickly navigate sponsored brands' ad formats, such as product collection, store spotlight, video, and author collection. This redesign is an essential launch as it enables faster iterations and creative processes for advertisers. It simplifies the creative navigation process, making it easier for advertisers to test different ad formats and find the one that works best for their business. Moving on to our second update from Amazon Ads, a new advertising feature was launched to save time and encourage experimentation. Advertisers can now recreate sponsored display campaigns with just a single click, making the creation process faster and easier. This feature is also available for sponsored products and sponsored brands, and it extends to sponsored display campaigns using either audiences or contextual targeting. This launch is an excellent opportunity for advertisers to experiment with different ad strategies and test out which ones work best for their business. For our third update, a new beta feature was launched that reduces the minimum flight length of self-service streaming TV audience guaranteed, streaming TV local premium reach, and streaming TV value reach products from 7 to 5 days. This beta feature is perfect for advertisers who want to test their campaigns quickly or have limited budgets. It enables more experimentation and makes it easier to fine-tune your ad strategies. Our fourth update is about a new capacity management system launched by Amazon on March 1st for third-party sellers using its fulfillment services. This new Amazon Capacity Manager enables sellers to request additional storage capacity for products that are popular with customers, even if they have reached their FBA capacity limits. To request more storage, sellers can use the Capacity Manager page and specify the amount of extra space they need for a particular period, along with the highest reservation fee they're willing to pay. The request will be granted if capacity is available and the additional space can be used for the specified period. Also, sellers will receive performance credits that can offset the reservation fee based on the sales generated using the additional space. The fee can also be reduced if other sellers are granted a lower reservation fee during the same period. This is an excellent opportunity for third-party sellers to use Amazon's fulfillment services to manage their inventory more efficiently and to prepare for peak demand periods. Moving on to update number 5, which covers Amazon's ongoing efforts to protect its customers and selling partners by taking action against fake review brokers. Amazon filed a lawsuit against 6 defendants who were involved in selling fake reviews on the platform. This is part of a broader initiative to rebuild trust across the platform and create a more level playing field for honest sellers, and a positive step for the e-commerce industry as a whole, as it shows that companies are taking responsibility for the integrity of their platforms and are committed to creating a fair and transparent marketplace. Our 6th update is about Amazon Business, which recently launched a new feature on its mobile app to enhance smart purchasing strategies and automate reporting for business customers. The new feature is called Three-Way Match, and it's now available in the US market. It allows account administrators and authorized buyers to mark items as received by scanning their barcodes upon arrival. This is a great development for Amazon Business customers as it streamlines the purchasing process and provides greater transparency into the procurement process. Number 7, Amazon announced new fulfillment fees for apparel items sold on the platform. From now on, the greater unit weight or dimensional weight will be used to determine the shipping weight for all standard size products. This change may affect the size tier for some items, which could increase or decrease the fees. This change is significant for apparel sellers on Amazon as it may impact profitability and pricing strategies. Sellers should review the new rate carefully and adjust their prices to remain competitive while maintaining margins. Our next update is about Amazon's commitment to diversity and inclusion in their product imagery. Starting on March 31st, Amazon will add new imagery to some adult apparel products' detail pages to diversify the representation of people in the imagery. This is an essential step for Amazon as it aims to represent the diversity of its customer base and provide a more inclusive shopping experience for everyone. As a result, select ASINs in the apparel category will now feature on-model imagery at no additional cost to sellers. Our team has yet to see this take effect on any accounts, but we're keeping a close eye on any possible automatic changes. Moving on to Walmart's plans to expand its healthcare presence to keep up with its competitors. To compete with Amazon and other healthcare providers, Walmart has announced plans to double its healthcare presence by opening 75 Walmart health centers by the end of 2024. For online sellers in the healthcare industry, this development signals the importance of paying attention to Walmart's moves and considering offering unique healthcare products to their customers. By staying ahead of the competition and offering unique healthcare products, online healthcare sellers can attract more customers and increase their revenue. This is an opportunity for sellers to differentiate themselves and provide value to their customers in a rapidly changing market. Our final update is about Target's new customer service initiative to make returns more convenient for customers. Target has announced plans to introduce drive-up returns this spring, allowing customers to return items without leaving their cars. This new service is a game changer in the world of customer convenience and a clear sign that retailers are investing in the customer experience to set themselves apart from one another. For online sellers, this emphasizes the importance of offering value-added services to stand out and build customer loyalty. As customer expectations continue to evolve, providing convenient and innovative services that meet their needs is essential. Overall, this is a positive development for the retail industry as a whole, as it shows a commitment to providing exceptional customer service and enhancing the shopping experience for everyone. And that concludes our 10 updates for February 2023. We hope you found these updates helpful in staying up to date with the latest trends in e-commerce. Remember, understanding and utilizing these trends can lead to a thriving e-commerce business. To share your thoughts and for more insights, head over to our LinkedIn page where you can get the latest and greatest in e-commerce. Thanks for tuning in to the e-commerce deep dive, and we'll catch you on the next episode.